And so the enemy tries to do everything that Yahweh, he takes what Yahweh commands us and he perverts it. He twists the minds of the people that they will not obey the Torah, the principles of Yahweh. And they try to find some of the answers. It's not going to work that way. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, we better hear Yahweh. We better hear Yahweh. We are people that I want to show us how we are in Jeremiah. We're not ashamed of what we do. We're not ashamed of our abominable ways and our deeds and our actions. It says in Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 15, the question was asked. Look at this now. It says, were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Were they ashamed of their filthy ways, their vile ways, their indignant ways? Were they ashamed? No! They were not ashamed. Neither could they even blush. Now, that's something there. There was no remorsefulness in them at all. They could even blush. They were not ashamed of them. Therefore, they shall fall among them that fell. At the time that I will visit them with punishment, they shall be cast down, says Yahweh. I'm going to destroy them because they're not ashamed of their abominable ways. This says Yahweh. He says, stand you in the ways. What ways, Yahweh? And see. And ask for the new paths. Ask for the old paths. What are the old paths? Let's go back to Moshe. And Yahushua. Let's go back to Ezra. He said, ask for the old paths. For the truth of Yahweh. We don't want that today. Well, that's old time. That's what Christendom teaches today. We've got to reach them in a new modern way. We are reaching the unchurched. What an abominable, vile lie. It's an abomination. He's going to save his house. And that is Israel. He's going to save his people from their sins. You understand? So let us ask for the old path. And we don't want that today. We don't believe what's happened in the old. Let us ask for the old path. Where is the what? You tell me that's the good way. And walk therein. And you shall find rest for your being. But they said, we will not walk there. We don't want the Torah. We don't want truth. We don't want the Shabbat. We don't want his name. That's what they say today. Well, I don't think you take all that. It's just my opinion. Your opinion means nothing. It's just a vain thing. Your opinion will not buy you a glass of water. It's not worth the spit out of your mouth. Period. Opinions are nothing. It is just simply your judgment. With this, my opinion about what does it mean? Nothing. That's all opinion is a judgment and assessment. Well, I think it ought to be the way, regardless of what you think, Yahweh tells us what way it ought to be. So your opinion has no value. It's not even valid. This is a stupid generation to think that their opinion is worth something. You go to the hood, everyone got an opinion. And they're still in bondage, are they not? I was reading an article the other day that the happiest people are not the rich people, the ones that really have nothing. They're more happy than the rich people. I'll read you the article. It's a profound article. They're not happy. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I'm happy. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I am free. Yes. For his eyes own the sparrow. And I know that Yahweh watches over me. His Torah truth watches over me. Oh, I'm not ashamed to sing. I can sing better than you because I'm not ashamed to sing. Well, it doesn't sound that well, but it sounds all right to him. I'm not singing to tingle your ears. I'm singing because I'm free. I sing because I am free. I sing because I know Yahweh. That's why I sing. Because I know him. And I have a melody in my heart and I sing. And I will not stop singing at all. I will sing until I can't sing anymore. How about that? I'm not ashamed of him. You can be ashamed of him, but I'm not. I'm not ashamed of him. Hallelujah. Your pride, no, I just have confidence in him. What about you? Have no confidence in my flesh. Nah, nothing good there. But I have confidence in him. Hallelujah, Yahweh. And Hosea says this, Hosea chapter 14. What a profound statement. This is a marvelous book if we take time to understand the splendor of it, the importance and the value of it. Hosea chapter 14, verse 9. Who is wise? Are you wise today? So he asked the question, who is wise? And he shall understand these things. If you're wise, you will understand what I'm about to read. Prudent. And he shall know them. If you're a prudent man, if you have internalized the wisdom of Yahweh, you're a very prudent man. For the ways of Yahweh, they are wrong. Now, can I ask you a question? If these ways are right, will they ever change? Can you take something right and make them wrong? Can you take the mitzvahs of Yahweh and make them wrong? How can that be? For the ways, does it say ways or the way? It say what? The way, so that implies that there is a road that has, there's a path, there are paths there that all lead to Him. So the ways of Yahweh, they are righteous ways. His Torah, His testimony, His judgments, His mitzvahs, they're right ways. And all of them lead to Him. His testimony leads to His bosom. His mitzvahs leads to Him. His judgment, you will know it's Him because He corrects you. For all His ways are right. And once they think that His ways are wrong, they are convoluted. The mind is twisted. All the ways of Yahweh, they are right. All the ways of Yahweh are right. And the just, the righteous, shall walk in them. But the transgressor now shall fall therein. He tried to walk this way, he's going to fall. When a man defies the Torah, now he says the transgressor shall fall therein, right? We know that sin is what? Transgression of the Torah. The ways of Yahweh, His laws, His principles, His statutes, His ordinances, they never change. His limitations never change. What was abominable then is an abomination now. If that was an abomination with Moshe for man to lay with beasts as he does with womankind, was that an abomination then? Is it one now? If that did not change, how did this change? Was he just talking to the Yodim, the Hebrews? He was talking to us as well. So it is a vile thing. If it was a vile thing, if a young daughter was betrothed to a man and one lay with her, and she cried out, that judgment of that man, is it the same today? It has not changed. A man that committed adultery with a woman, he hates his own soul. It's the man that hates his own soul. He doesn't know what love is. So the principles of Yahweh, they have not changed. It is what we call religion that changes them. It is the power of darkness. He will seek to change both time and season. He will try to change everything. So he's trying to change the ways of Yahweh. And that's what Christendom has done, has made a way that is a broad way and a wide way. Everybody comes, not so. There's a way that seemeth right unto man. But the end thereof is death and destruction. All the ways of a man, they appear in his own sight. But there's only one right way. And that's the way of Yahweh. His path leads to his court. His path. And the wicked shall not walk in it. Only those that are just and righteous. The scripture tells us in Michael chapter 4 verse 1. There's going to be a great shalom in the kingdom of Yahweh. HaMashiach is going to put all things under the Abba when all is all finished. It says in Michael chapter 4 verse 1. Now, is it talking about the latter time, but in the latter days? Is that what it says? So we're in the latter days. But in the latter days it shall come to pass. Same prophecy now. Do you understand? Same prophecy. It is no different at all. It shall come to pass in the last days, as Yeshaya prophesied, that the mountain of the Beit of Yahweh shall be established in the top of the mountain, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and the nations shall flow into it. And many nations shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of Yahweh, to the Beit of Yahweh of Yaakov. And he now, how does Yahweh? And he will teach us whose ways? His ways. Do you think he not want to teach us his ways? Did HaMashiach teach us any other ways but the ways of Yahweh? If he taught us any other ways, he's a liar. His witness is not true. So he did not teach us to abandon the Shabbat, or abandon the name of the Abba. He did not teach us that. And if we are the true Israelites and we're the Hebrews of Yahweh, then this should be very valuable to us. He said, we shall go, he shall teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the Torah shall go forth out of Zion, the word of Yahweh, from Jerusalem. And that's the truth. His Torah shall go forth out of Zion, the metaphor of the body or the assembly of his people. His Torah shall go forth out of that. It doesn't change, brothers and sisters. It is the corrupt heart of man that has changed things to make it applicable for him to comply with his corrupt, wicked ways. And that's what religion has done. That's what Christianity has done. But not the ways of Yahweh. We have to walk in all of his ways. Not some, we have to walk in all of his ways. I have to say that HaMashiach destroyed that, we are deceiving ourselves. I want to close with a few scriptures here in Zechariah. Turn quickly. Zechariah chapter 3. It says in Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1. This was restoration of the assembly of the people of Yahweh as this vision, this profound manifestation, this metaphor of this great restoration of the assembly. And that's what this prophecy or this revelation is in Zechariah chapter 3 verse 1. And he showed me Yahushua, the high Kohen standing before the Melech of Yahweh, and Shatan standing at the right hand to resist him. Do you hear that? And Yahweh said unto Shatan, Yahweh rebukes you, O Shatan, even Yahweh has chosen Jerusalem, rebuke you. Is it not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now Yahushua was clothed with clean garments, filthy garments, and he stood before the Melech. And he answered and spoke to those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garment for him. To him he said, see, I have caused your iniquity to pass from you, your total lessness, your lawless ways, and I will clothe you with a change of raiment. We put on the righteous garment of Yahweh. We put on the clothing of Yahweh. We clothe ourselves in the righteousness of Almighty Yahweh. What is this righteousness? Yahweh is from everlasting to everlasting. And his Torah is the truth. It is his righteous instruction. And I said, let them set a fair turban, mitre, upon his head. So they set a fair turban upon his head, and clothed him with garment, and the Melech of Yahweh stood by. And the Melech of Yahweh protests unto Yahushua, saying, this saith Yahweh of hosts, if you will walk in my ways, and if you will keep my charge, then you shall also judge my house, my bed, and you shall keep my court, and I will give you places to walk among them that stand. But you must keep my ways. You must walk in my ways, and you must keep my commands. We're not going to walk and stand if we're not keeping the charge of Yahweh. That's why we're falling. We fall into such sinful practices. We fall into such transgressions, iniquitous ways. We have nothing to shut the door of our heart from our lawless practices. And that is what the Torah does. It causes our heart to, our love to be shut from the practices that separate us from Yahweh and bring about a great divide. Who wants to be divided from him? I do not. So we must walk in his ways and keep all of Yahweh's ways. And we do that, and we must keep his charge, his instructions. And then you will know how to judge his bay at his house. Is your body the living bed of Yahweh of his Ruah? That he has given you power if you keep his ways and his charge. How to judge this house? And we don't do that very well, do we? We don't take the time to judge this house and to make sure that it is a clean house and the garments are pristine and not filthy. That's why when we go before him, we sense this distance from him. Well, preacher, how much shall destroy that, not so? I want to close with these verses here. It says in Yokohana, John chapter 14. John 14, verse 4. I've been dealing with the way that our storehouse may be full with riches. This is what he says here. Yochanan chapter 14, verse 4. HaMashiach says, and where I go, you know, you understand. I've instructed you. And he said, and what?
The way.
And what?
The way.
The way you what?
No.
You know. You know. The way you know. The Torah. The truth. The counsel. Instruction. You know. You know. He, why? Thomas says unto him, Master, we know not where you go, and how can we know the way? He says this profoundly. Yahshua says to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And Yahweh set before them life and death. And in him was life. He said, I am life, and no man comes unto the Abba but by me. When he said, I am the fullness of the Torah made known. And the Torah way of this way that HaMashiach, the Torah is the only way that we are going to come into the presence of Yahweh, and Yahshua did not destroy that. He said, the way you do know. Well, I'm that way. Well, I'm the fullness of the Torah. You have seen the power of the Torah. You have not seen any discrepancy in the way of the paths of Yahweh that I've destroyed. I came to fulfill them. I came to make them known by the power of the life of His Ruah. And that's what the Spirit gives us. That this thing become alive in us. We take great delight in it and we rejoice in it. We don't rejoice because there's a life in us. The Ruah of Yahweh is not given to make us act like some nincompoops and some ignoramuses. And damn the betrayers that Christian I'm talking about. Acting like some heathen. That is not Yahweh. That is not the Ruah of Yahweh. That's the spirit of devils. That's just it. Period. I never liked that one. Nah. Not that. It's not of Yahweh. He said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. You know the way. So we without issues. Why? Because all scripture were written for our example. It was written for an example for us, for our admonition, for our learning, that the end of all things has come upon us. And so it was written for our learning. So it's the old covenant, is that scripture? Was that written for our learning? Was that an example for us? Well, if it is an example, then you tell me we just throw that out. No, you don't. And if you don't understand the tremendous quasar mathematical problems, you got to understand the very principles at first. Because everything goes back to the root of all things. Everything goes back to the principle. If you don't understand the principle, then how do you understand the dynamics of it? You can't. So you got to understand the principle because everything is based upon the principle. Everything is based upon the root. If I search out Hebraic words, they will always say the root word. And you go back to the root word and say, wow, man, it's based upon the root. And the root cause, everything springs forth from the root, doesn't it? You can't grow nothing without a root. You've got to establish the root. And this is the root of all things, the Torah of Yahweh. He said, I am that way. I'm that truth. I am the living power of the Torah. I am the Torah manifested. And without me, there's no power, no strength, and no knowledge of Yahweh. One came by the name of Yochanan. He was the baptizing merger. Scripture says in the first chapter, in verse 23, this is what he says. This is what he says. Chapter 1, verse 23. He says, I am the voice of one crying where? In the wilderness. Make you straight what? Make you straight what? Make you straight what? Make you straight what? The way of who? The way of Yahweh, as says the prophet Yeshua. So we make straight the path of Yahweh. And HaMashiach is the perfect order of that way. We walk in His way, the ways of Yahweh, that we shall have a storehouse that is teeming bountifully with fruit, with the wherewithal and the strength to combat this evil time that we are walking in. Many are seduced. They take it under the power of darkness. They take it under the strength of hell. Their minds are distorted and twisted. There's a hypnosis power in the world today that hypnotizes generation. And it turns them away from the way, the old path, the truth, the ordinance of Yahweh. And that is what this devilish thing we call Christendom does. You cannot have the power and the strength of Yahweh without beginning in the Torah. It began in the Torah, because the prophets, their strength was based upon that profound truth of the Torah. And HaMashiach is the visible power of the Torah. You have no light without that. Treasures of the wicked profit nothing, but the righteous is delivered from death. There's treasure to be desired, and all in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man, he spends it up. We want the treasures of Yahweh. We want the storehouse of Yahweh. You need that. You need a storehouse. You need a storehouse. You need a house of treasures tonight. And you need the treasures of Yahweh. And when you begin to delight in His truth, His Torah, His wisdom, the understanding of His wisdom, you will begin to see yourself grow with leaps and bounds. You will never grow. You will never see the path of Yahweh clearly unless you begin to walk in the path of His ways. That's the only way. Not your way or my way. It's His way. Your way seems right, doesn't it? But it doesn't draw you or bring you closer to Yahweh. May Yahweh bless you. May He give you strength. May He cause your heart to delight. I'm going to rejoice because I'm glad. And I'm happy too. I'm happy. If I have nothing but some bread today, I'm still happy. I'm happy. I'm glad to be alive. As the old Kedushans would say, one more day that Yahweh has blessed me. They didn't say it like that, but one more day that He's blessed me. And I'm glad of that. You understand? I'm very thankful. I am thankful for another day. One more day of preparation. Prepare myself. I'm thankful. This is a foolish generation that doesn't believe Yahweh. And has no confidence in what He says. But He is going to come with swift judgment. And so Brother Lindsay said before he died, he said, you know, Pastor Roberts, he quoted that scripture, because judgment is not swiftly. It's not brought to pass. That the heart of man is fully set to do wickedness. And this is a generation that heart is fully set. Well, I'm going to live because I'm young, I'm vibrant. You're not going to live. You're going to die. His ways, His paths produce life. Your way produced death and destruction and a separation from Yahweh. And that is what the world is doing. So you stand in the path and the ways of Yahweh. Bless you all that are listening on the live stream. We do greet you all by the name of Yahweh. We bless you, Brother Nathan Hill down there in Houston, Texas. We do hope that the live stream, the feed that you're drawing from that was live tonight and you all were able to hear the word of Yahweh. We bless, wonderful, all you that are listening. We bless you, Brother Hill, and all you that are listening. May Yahweh's strength rest upon you. Wherever you are, we do greet you all. And we hope that the word of Yahweh will strengthen your heart as it does here in this small gathering of us, only a few, but that's good. That's all right. It's only going to be a few when He comes. I have no complaints about that, believe me. I'm all right. I really am. Because I understand the reality of life. It ends. Other day they found, I don't know if you all read in the paper, there was a young woman that they found here right down the street. Right down on Peach Orchard. Legs cut off. Head cut off. They don't know if it, she's a young woman in her 20s. That was somebody killed her. Boom, boom, boom. Right here on Peach Orchard Road, right before you 151, you turn left, next road, you turn left. She's right in the ditches, in the ditch. An old man that picks up can, he found her the other day, and there she was. Head cut off. They don't know if an animal ate her head off, her legs cut off. But they know she was shot. Boom, boom, boom. And there, boom, down in the ditch. The young people don't think they're going to die. Old folks don't either. But the reality is that you're going to die. I tell you that. There's an appointment. We better do all we can to please your way. We better. And that's the truth. We're not going to continue in our own folly and our rejection of your way. Our problem is not someone else. It's your own wickedness. It's your own corrupt heart. That's, scripture says that as much lies within you. You can live peaceably with every man. If there ain't nothing in you, you can't live peaceably with nobody. The problem ain't somebody else. I'd rather know what a man is than not know what he is. And I can deal with a man if I know what he is. I really can. I have no problem with that. So as much that lies within us, you live peaceably with every man. You be a true home. See, if there's nothing in you, you can't be peaceful with nobody. You want to raise hell and act like an ignoramus. Because there's nothing in you. You will actually find out what's in you in your muttering, your murmuring, and your complaining. I don't care who you are. You say what you want to. You will find out whatever you complain about, that's what you are. Whatever you murmur about, that's what you are. It's not those, it's you. You don't want to deal with the essence of who you are and what you are, so you will find someone else that will murmur like you. Tell the truth, preacher. You don't want nobody to tell you, you're just wicked. You see, you won't come to me because, you know, I'm going to deal with your heart first. That's where I'm going directly. I'm taking the source. I'm putting it right there. Until you cry out, it's me. Take the word and put it right there. See, you won't do that. Because you judge yourself differently than you judge others. But the judgment of Yahweh is just. And it's true. And it's fair. You may judge that way, but he's judging you. Thou art inexcusable, O man. You that judge your brother and sister, you judge them harshly. And you do the same thing. Inexcusable. And that is the truth. Hallelujah. May Yahweh bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Be encouraged. I am. I'm happy. I really am. Why are you happy? I'm just happy. For what? I'm happy. That's all right, son? Sure, I'm happy. I'm just happy. What? Just rejoice. The scriptures tell us what it tells us to rejoice because you got shoes on your feet. It just tells you to rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. So I just rejoice. Hallelujah. Way. In all things we do bless you, our Abba. We thank you for this night. We thank you for your word. Give us strength and understanding in the simplicity of this truth. Give all the brothers rest and comfort. Those that have labored outside of the community today, bless all those that have listened tonight on the live stream. Give them great strength and encouragement of heart. We ask all things in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. We bless you. And all the Kiddushim said, Hallelujah.